It'd be easy for her to slip from beneath the blanket and make her bed, but she never bothers unless I hector her. I sit downstairs with coffee and the paper, staring out the window as my mind whirs. At 6:30, I hear the shower come on in the master bath. Glenn is awake and getting ready for work. At 6:45, I pull the duvet off Ruby, who snatches it back and curls herself into it, larval, and says, 10 more minutes. At 7, I lean over, first Alex, then Max, and bury my nose into their necks, beginning to smell the slightly pungent scent of male beneath the sweetness of child. Okay, okay, Alex says irritably. Max says nothing, just lurches from bed and begins to pull off an oversized t-shirt as he stumbles into the bathroom. There is a line painted down the center of their room. 2 years ago, they came to me at a loose end on a June afternoon and demanded the right to choose their own colors. I was distracted, and I agreed. They did a neat job, measured carefully, put a tarp on the floor. Alex painted his side light blue, Max, lime green. The other mothers say, "You won't believe what Jonathan or Andrew or Peter told